So, happening around town, the Christian Clearinghouse preparing for their annual benefit garage sale. It is a treasure hunt for a cause. And Tammy Stahl from CCH is with us this morning. Tammy, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me today.
I always look forward to the garage sale each year because I know that it is one of those early signs that spring is on the way.
That's right. I mean, that's the good thing about the garage sale. We know spring is right around the corner.
If nothing else, we look forward to it for that.
Yeah, and if you get a sunny day, you can come out and help us set up and toast with us out there because it gets pretty darn warm in there.
I was going to say, you know, that's the other nice thing. You're in the greenhouse, again, as you've been for many, many years at Brinkman's. And so, yeah, you get the concentration of the sun.
Yeah, it can get downright toasty in there. It's balmy and warm in there. So it can be 20 out and 80 inside. So it's really nice in there.
Always look forward to the garage sale because over the years, this has become a real big event.
Absolutely. I mean, the community has always supported this event. We've been doing this for about 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's twofold. People are getting things that they want or can find or things that bring back memories. But then it also helps out our community because the dollars we raise through this event go back to help us in the office so that we can help with people needing food and utilities and help with their utilities or help paying their rent or just a multitude of different things that we can help with at the agency.
Yeah, talk a little bit about what Christian Clearinghouse is for the benefit of those who don't know and who are fortunate to have never had to avail themselves of your service. Count your blessings. But there are a lot of folks in need, and you're there to kind of fill in some of the gaps.
Yeah, really. Absolutely. So we're almost 30 years old. So we were created on behalf of the churches in the county. So now we have 58 member churches that help support us. But of course, their support is not enough to make us do all the work that we need to do.
Yeah.
Last year, we served over 6,000 families with just financial emergency needs. So there's a lot of needs here in the county.
Wait, just think about that. 6,000 families served.
6,000. And so you talk individuals and households. There's a big need.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what things have done at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I know I looked today at my electric bill and it's like, oh boy, I haven't seen my electric bill be quite that high before.
Yeah.
So we all know that everything has went up a lot in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the paper or listen to anything, you know, rent prices have went up.
Oh, just the price of gas.
The price of gas.
Spike again this week.
Correct.
So, yeah.
So people are just having difficulty making ends meet. So that's one of, you know, some of the things that we help. But we also help, you know, like City Mission or Hope House will send people over and will maybe help with a security deposit. So we really work with other agencies in the community and people come in on their own also. But we want to get people housed. We want to make sure that we don't have people living on our streets here locally.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that everybody has their lights on. It's not fun to live without electricity or not having heat in your home.
And so often you encounter folks who are, you know, scraping by, doing the best that they can, but just need that little extra something because of an unexpected expense or, you know.
Or illness. We see people that come in because they had an illness, which has created them to be off work.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't have a paycheck. And all of a sudden their rent's due and they don't have anything in savings because they're just making ends meet.
Right.
So we see a lot of different scenarios. People will ask me, do we have a lot of repeat people? About 25% of our people come back kind of on a regular basis, but they need our help. And I think the other thing that's difficult is when people are getting like Social Security, they're lucky to get $1,000 a month. And try living on $1,000 a month. It's almost impossible.
Right. Especially, again, these days, we know how the cost of everything just keeps going up and up and up. And you mentioned Christian Clearinghouse was actually formed as a collaborative of a number of area churches because the realization that there is strength in numbers. You can do much more with combined resources than any individual entity, any individual yeah. church can do.
And again, that was twofold because, you know, bringing the dollars together was very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. But also, some people weren't always so honest. So having one central location, mm-hmm. And also the pastors and the secretaries of the churches, they just don't have time to right. do this in their busy schedule or to help people. So that's why we were created. Yeah. And we've just grown and we've blossomed. And we just, you know, if you don't know about us, come out. We're in the Family Center. I'd love to show you around. But we really work collaboratively with all the agencies in the community and really trying to make a difference for people that need us.
So that's why we call the Benefit Garage Sale a treasure hunt for a cause.
Yes.
And folks can help out in this way by donating items to be sold. And that's where you're kind of at right
yeah,
now,
yeah,
right?
So get in your cupboards, get in your closets, start cleaning things out. Things you don't use, bring those to us, and we will resell them. We do like things to be in good repair. Mm-hmm. We like things to be clean. We do not take clothing, infant clothing we will take. We will take, you know, children's items, but we need things that will resell for us. Mm-hmm. We used to take clothes, but they just become overwhelming. We don't have the space out there any longer for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, any of those knickknacks that you don't want or those Christmas decorations or, you know, whatever it may be.
Those white elephant gifts.
White elephant gifts. Yeah, we always do a table of white elephant gifts. We find yeah. some pretty funny stuff out there.
Yeah.
So, but we are, you know, we'll start on the 19th, taking your items. That's 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday is 9 to noon, and we'll go through March 9th. The following Thursday night is our Velvet Chandelier event, and that's a pre-sale event. We only sell 100 tickets, and it's all, again, for a cause. So it's a $50 ticket to get in to shop early and be able to get your treasures without having the big crowds that we get on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, our hours are 8:30 to 4. Again, this is all out at Brinkman's Greenhouse. Brinkman's they've been wonderful to us. We just really appreciate their support. And then Sunday is what we call Bag Day, and that is from 1 to 4. So you can fill a bag with items for $10. And, you know, again, this is all a benefit. Every dollar that we raise goes back to help people in the community. And we need all the funds we can get.